Okay, it is now 11:03 a.m. on January 6th, and the January meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is back in session, coming out of executive session. Let's move on to six possible violations. Where are we on Hatt's smoke shop? Megan?
Actually, we just left it as of last month because of this month's executive session that we wanted to have and legal advice.
That was not Hatt.
Well, procedurally, Mr. Chair, if I may, procedurally, where we are. Oh, I apologize. I thought you were looking at B, 6B. I'm sorry. Are you on 6A? I apologize.
We're on 6A.
I apologize.
Yeah. And I don't know where we are on that one, Megan. That's not the executive session discussion.
Scott?
Give me a second, Megan. Let me take a...
He's the one that has not sent a response to us asking about selling, but he's not one that Jim bought anything from. He was just told that they sell it. They were just out.
Okay, and this is a this might be a good time then for the board to have a discussion regarding whether or not they believe they're going to pursue. I mean the essentially, cool. there is an investigation that demonstrates that a non-registrant is selling purely cosmetic contact lenses. So the board would need to make a determination based on their interpretation of their statutes, whether to proceed or whether to close the investigation for a finding of no violation of board statutes.
Yeah, I think the Hatt smoke shop is we do not have any substantive information. They did not have them there when the investigator was there. He had been verbally told that they had them on order, but has not ever found them there. So I would say at this point that I would entertain a motion to dismiss that one for the time being. There'll be a follow-up.
There will be a follow-up investigation.
Just like we usually do after we've talked with anybody is just go back and periodically check and see if they're doing it. And by that time, hopefully we'll have some other answers on 6B.
Mr. Chair, if I may ask though, is this a matter that the board feels could potentially be a violation under board statutes?
No. That's no. Suzanne Coleman. No. So I'm going to make a motion that we dismiss the possible violations of Hatt's smoke shop selling purely non-prescription contact cosmetic contact lenses due to our understanding of our board statutes.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to dismiss this investigation for the time being. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen?
Aye.
And Michael.
Aye.
It's been unanimously approved to dismiss this one and follow up in the future as we determine where we're going on 6B. Let's move to 6B. We've gone ahead and rescinded the order on case number 20-002, and I would like to ask the board if we all are happy with the idea of referring this to the Food and Drug Administration as a possible violation of their rules as it is out of our purview, and we can give them the information and let them make their decisions.
Okay,
I think we need to do, Scott, at this point.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion to not pursue at this time. Well, let me change that. I'm so sorry. I would like to make a motion that we refer the possible violations of Paradise Valley Smoke Shop and Cigar, the case number 20-002 having been rescinded, to forward it to the FDA for possible prosecution, by the federal government.
Okay.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to refer this, our findings for Paradise Valley Smoke Shop, to the Food and Drug Administration to pursue under their federal statutes.
Authority.
Authority, yeah, that's right, their authority. Any further discussion? We'll move it to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
It's been unanimously approved to refer this to the FDA, and I'll get with Megan and we'll decide what we need to do with that one. Move on to 7A, applications for license.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion to accept the application for licensed optician from the following: Aaron Job, Janine Snell, Michaela Nicole Loper.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept these applications for licensed optician. Any discussion? We'll move off to the roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Michael Searle?
Aye.
Welcome to the three new licensed opticians. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Let's move on to 7B.
All right, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion to accept the application for comedy license for Kevin Peterson from Kentucky.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to accept the comedy application from Kevin Peterson from Kentucky. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Congratulations, Kevin. Welcome to the Arizona licensees. Okay, we got 8 future meeting dates, the first Wednesdays of every month except July. You all have that on the agenda. Future agenda items, maybe we might give an update on our referral to the FDA. Maybe, I don't know, does that need to be agendized? I think it does, if we have any information. Any other future agenda items? Call the public. Hey, Jim. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Bill.
Happy holidays.
Wishing you all a healthy, good new year.
Yeah. Suzanne, we're sure glad to hear you're better.
Yes, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Yes, it is now 11:13 a.m. on January 6th, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your time and attention.